8:50 right now, 55 Care CD Talk Station. Time to ask the expert. And one of the awesome doctors from UC Health, I am pleased to welcome to the 55 KRC Morning Show, Dr. Achala Vaghal. She, man, what a resume. Dr. MS is a professor of radiology and vice chair of research at University of Cincinnati's Radiology Department. She's been with UC there for in the Gardner Neuroscience Institute since 2007. Actively involved in multidisciplinary collaborations with the Comprehensive Stroke Center, Brain Tumor Center, and the Neurotrauma Center. Also very active in research, particularly in stroke imaging with a high level of NIH funding, recently awarded the Stroke Progress and Innovation Award in the 2019 International Stroke Conference, and is also a recipient of the National 2019 Women in Neuroradiology Leadership Award. I could go on, but we'll spend the whole time going over her impressive CV. Dr. Vaghal, welcome to the program. It's great to have you in the studio.
Thank you, Brian. It's a pleasure and honor.
Okay, I think of radiology, and I know I have a very myopic view of it. I just think of x-rays. That's old school technology, though, isn't it?
Yes. We are much more than that.
I know you are. That's why I'm letting you tell my listeners and me what it's all about.
And actually, that's a perfect question. I'm really glad you asked us, because unfortunately, a lot of people don't know what a radiologist does or who a radiologist is. So for starters, radiologist is a physician. We actually go to medical school, and then after that, there is a 4 years of residency training, and then we do fellowships depending on our interests. A radiologist is somebody who is an expert in imaging, which means we look at the images, we actually make a diagnosis, we help the doctors who are ordering the test, the referring physicians, and so we like to call ourselves the doctor's doctor.
Right. Well, and this is something that comes up regularly. When you get an image, whether it's an MRI or a PET scan or an X-ray or whatever, my doctor is not going to read that image. He's going to rely on you, the radiologist, to say what's in it.
Absolutely. And I'm glad you're pointing it out, because, you know, a lot of people think because they don't see us, we are also the invisible doctor. Unfortunately,
yeah.
Right? So if, say, anybody gets a test ordered, a CT or an MRI, and I'm sure you, your team here at KRC, or your listeners, if not themselves, have had family or friends get a test.
Yeah.
It's actually the technologist who does it, but the radiologist reads it. And then we make not only the diagnosis, but also a game plan as to what needs to be done next. And we work very closely with the ordering physician.
Okay, and that goes to this multidisciplinary team concept. Mm-hmm. And I know you have that there. And I'm familiar with, I've talked to the cancer specialist at UC, and they collaborate together.
Absolutely.
It's not just one, in your case, radiologist saying, this is it, here, that's, you approach it differently.
Yes. So the multidisciplinary collaborations, you know, we almost do like 40 multidisciplinary clinics and team conferences in a week.
Wow.
Yeah, in radiologists. And they are usually at the center of these conferences. And let me just walk you through what happens.
Please,
so basically,
apply it to my listener who's out there thinking, okay, what's going to happen in my case?
Okay, so in a typical multidisciplinary conference, what happens is that there is, say, a team of experts. So it starts with, say, maybe the surgeons, the pathologists, the radiologists, the radiation oncologists, the chemotherapy oncologists, right? They all come together, and then the cases, there is a list of the cases that we are going to discuss these cases. Usually, they're also very complex. And we'll pull up the images, we'll go through it and say it's, say, a brain tumor. We'll be like, okay, you know what? The brain tumor was in this region, but then here is some advanced imaging that we did. And then if you're going to do surgery, don't go to this particular location because that's where the speech is. And so then the surgeon will give their input and say, that is correct, but then this tumor is also grown from this previous study and I need to operate it this way. That's where the radiation person can say, you know, maybe I can radiate it, or the chemotherapy, you know, oncologist is going to say, and how about I change the treatment for this? So there is a lot of input. And in medicine, as you know, it's not black and white.
No.
There is a lot of gray, which means that these cases also require a specialist team to make an integrated, personalized plan for a patient. And I think in the end, that is really, really helpful.
Well, and I know research is huge in helping patients. I mean, we're not, if we stayed static in medicine, we'd still have only x-rays to mm-hmm. provide us the insight. Now we've got, I mean, cellular level scans
yes.
that go on. So what kind of research, before you go, what advances are you most excited about?
I think the biggest one, again, you know, for me, because I'm a stroke imaging researcher, is how imaging has changed the whole stroke care. So 3 years before, there was no treatment for stroke patients who had a big vessel occlusion. That means there's a big clot in a vessel. It actually is restricting the blood supply and the brain is dying. And now we can treat these patients up to 24 hours if the imaging selection is done correctly.
Oh.
Yes. And so that, I think, has been one of the fields where research started out with an idea, and actually it was UC Health physicians, the neurologists, the radiologists, the interventional radiologists who thought about this. Let's go into the vessel using a catheter-based angiography, pull out the clot, and see how it goes. And now it has become a standard of care where we actually do increased advanced imaging and then decide which patient is right.
Groundbreaking work, as always, at UC Health. Now, you, my listeners, can discover what UC Health Radiology has to offer. All you need to do is visit UCHealth.com, or you can call them up, 573-475-TEST, 475-TEST. And, of course, appreciate Dr. Achalavagal from coming in the studio and, well, explaining even more broadly what our limited concept of radiology is. Thank you so much for saving so many lives.
Thank you so much.
Wonderful to meet you. Have a great day, folks. Hope you can stick around for the Glenn Beck program. And tune in tomorrow. It's Chris Monzel with the Monzel Report and, of course, Judge Ana Napolitano at 8:30. Glenn Beck's next.